Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today, especially on today's show. I have an amazing guest on my show today. I'm very, very thrilled to bring her with me. Oops. Getting a little excited there, even getting my theme music back in. See, it's, you can always tell when there's a mistake. That means it's like going to be a really hot show. All right, so I want to get to my quotes of the day so I can get through them really quickly so I can bring her on board so you can get as much of her as you can. And I'll introduce her in a moment. First, we have our quotes from the universe and from Abraham. Let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us today. From the universe, Sam, please help spread the word. See, the universe is getting very personal with me today. Here are the top 10 ways people give away their power. Number one, choosing to be unhappy. Number two, fear of anything, especially falling in love. Three, believing that karma or spiritual contracts are absolute. Four, waiting for their ducks to line up before acting. Five, believing in soulmates. I'm going to have a talk with the universe about that one. Six, attaching to unimportant details and outcomes. Absolutely. Seven, thinking they have dues to pay. Eight, worrying about how their dream will come true. Nine, thinking God decides who gets what. 10, asking others what they should do. Understand the truth, little bird, and you will soar. Caw, caw, the universe. Ah, we love our quotes from Mike Dooley and the universe. Basically, these top 10 ways people give away their power, I think what the universe is just trying to say here is that all of these ideas, all of these preconceptions, all of these notions, all of these everything are just made up stories that we make up that actually have nothing to do with what and who we are as creators, as beings of light and energy, and that it's really just up to us. And it doesn't matter what we believe in. It doesn't matter, these stories that we tell ourselves of how things have to be. The truth is, things don't have to be any particular way other than the way we choose to believe them to be. And we get to choose. I mean, that's the whole thing. We get to choose. And that's why it's like choosing to be unhappy. Unhappiness is a choice. It absolutely is. It's all based on what we decide to focus on and the interpretation and the story we make around any particular event. Fearing anything, believing in anything. And that's what most of these, really, this list of 10 is just thoughts and beliefs that we have. Oh, I'm sorry. I just took a look at who's listening in on the Facebook Live. And Sarah, I am so glad that you are listening today. And I will explain why later. And Shale, thank you for listening. Anyway, sorry for interrupting that, but I just got real excited because you'll find out in a minute. Okay. So understanding the truth is that we can choose to make up whatever story we want. We can choose to believe in whatever we want, and that whatever we decide is absolutely the truth for us. Okay. I'm rushing through this because I really can't wait to bring her on. Okay. And our quote from Abraham for today is, I think I had this one a long time ago. Whether it is a castle or a button, if you are using it as your object of attention, it is summoning life force. It is the feel of the life force that life is about. The reason that you are summoning it is inconsequential, Abraham. Now, okay, let me explain this a little bit because it is a little bit difficult. Let me read that just one more time. I want to slow down when I read this. Whether it is a castle or a button, if you are using it as your object of attention, it is summoning life force. It is the feel of the life force that life is all about. The reason that you are summoning it is inconsequential. So what does this mean? it means, and this really gets to the heart of what Abraham talks about with the law of attraction all the time. The things that we use that because we focus upon them make us feel good or like motivate us or give us more energy, the actual things are inconsequential. They don't really matter. They're merely an excuse for us to, quote unquote, raise our vibration, feel better, be in a higher state. And so it doesn't matter whether like there's some small intricate button and you just get so turned on by it and it just makes you feel good, or you know, some beautiful castle in the middle of Europe somewhere and it just brings about all these fantasies in your mind. It makes you just like, oh, you know, feel so wonderful. It is that feeling, it is that life force that it summons in you that is the important part. It's the feeling that it generates. It's the energy that it creates. The reason why is inconsequential. It doesn't matter. And this there's another quote Abraham has that I use a lot, which is when you get so into feeling good that the objects of your, it's inconsequential whether the objects of your desire actually manifest, that then you've really mastered the law of attraction. That it doesn't matter whether you actually get that big house, that car, that vacation, that perfect partner, but just imagining it makes you feel so good. That's all it's about. It's all an excuse for us to just raise our vibration. And when we get past this need to actually see the manifestation, well, then manifesting becomes so much easier. And manifestation becomes so much better. You know, just so much smoother, because then there's a total lack of resistance. Dennis, thanks for the little word of advice. Let me know if this sounds any better. Maybe I wasn't talking right into the mic, but maybe we need to turn the gain up or something. Anyway, so that's the whole point. It's that whenever we find something that makes us feel good, it's that feeling. It's that the fact that we're focusing on it turns our whole system around and moves us in a direction that we want to go, that helps us to flow better, that just helps us to feel more energized. It's that feeling of being energized that's important. The reason why we're feeling energized is inconsequential. And this is, to me, this quote is really at the heart of the spiritual underpinning of the law of attraction. And this is, you know, it really gets to me sometimes, because a lot of people think the law of attraction is all about just having more money and getting more stuff. It's not about getting more stuff. It's about having more energy. It's about feeling good, because when we are in a higher state of being, when we're just feeling so good, then we touch the world in such an amazing, beautiful way that is what's important. It's not about how many ones and zeros are in our bank account. It's not about how much property we own. It's not about how big our mansions are. It's not about what kind of car we drive. It's not about having yachts and planes and helicopters. It's not about any of that stuff. Not saying that we shouldn't, you know, when we put it to good use, that we shouldn't necessarily acquire resources. It's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that all could disappear overnight, and someone who's truly mastered it will re-manifest it if it is in their highest interest to do so, and if they really choose to desire it. It's inconsequential. It's the feeling. It's the mastering of our energy system that is the most important. Thank you, Donna. Anyway, cool. Oh, getting a lot of good shouts on Facebook Live. Anyway, so two wonderful, amazing quotes from Mike Dooley in the Universe and from Abraham, and actually rather perfect quotes for who I am about to introduce to you. And a big shout out to one of my Facebook Live listeners, Sarah Baslow. And the reason why I got so excited when I saw Sarah was listening was because Sarah is a coach of mine who I worked with many years ago. And Sarah was the person who told me to read the book, The Energy of Money. And The Energy of Money is an amazing book. And it is the book written by my guest today, who is an author, speaker, and master coach, as well as the founder and director of the Academy of Coaching Excellence, Dr. Maria Nemeth, PhD and MCC. I have to ask what the MCC is. I always forget it. Maria offers purpose-driven people simple yet powerful tools for training our brains for success. As founder and director of the Academy for Coaching Excellence, she has trained thousands of people worldwide in the nonprofit, for-profit, and government sectors. She is an expert in leadership excellence, personal and professional development, financial empowerment, whose work has been featured on the Oprah Winfrey Show. A lifelong agent of social change, Maria has contributed in areas such as civil rights, racial justice, women's empowerment, and health and human services. Maria is the author of the two highly acclaimed books, The Energy of Money, which is available in like five languages, probably more by now, and its follow-up book, Mastering Life's Energies, both of which have given people everywhere a way to begin putting success principles into immediate practice in their lives. And it is my joy and pleasure, because I call this woman my coach. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Maria.
Oh, Sam, I am so thrilled to be here. And as you were reading this stuff from Abraham about energy, I actually started tingling, you know. It's like when you're hearing something that's really the truth. Yes. Wherever we put our attention on, our energy flows to that, and if it's in our right path, we get energy from it as well. So I'm just thrilled to be with you, Sam.
I'm so thrilled to have you on the show today. It is my pleasure to have you here. And I don't know if you remember, but when we first met, I told you how an old coach of mine was years ago. I mean, I worked with Sarah at least 12 years ago, maybe more. And she was the one who said you should read this book. And then 2 years ago, right? Last year, when we met out in Oceanside, I'm like, you seem so familiar. I mean, it was so funny because you said the same thing. We both looked at each other and we both had this feeling of like, you know, we know each other.
Yeah.
But the truth is we had never actually met, but I knew your work. And so it's really a thrill, and we've been working together since then, and it's really a thrill and a joy. So, I would love, we just have a couple of minutes before our first break, but I always love to give people some context. So maybe we can just start about like how you, you're a little bit about your path of how you came to focus upon this area of personal and professional development and really like come into being like somebody who is all about really helping people in the world.
Well, you know, it came about, Sam, because of a personal breakdown. I think for so many of us, that's how our journey begins, isn't it? And many years ago, about 38 years ago now, I had a personal money meltdown. I actually gave someone $35,000 on an unsecured promissory note to do some investment for me, and it turned out to be a scam. I lost $35,000, and I was mortified because I had asked friends and buddies and colleagues, should I do this thing? And they said, no, it sounds too good to be true. He was going to give me 32% on my investment. And I didn't listen.
Right.
And I did it anyway because I was drawn by this need for things, you know.
Right.
And having lost that money, it was like a real wake-up call for me. You know, if I don't wake up to how I use energy in general and money in particular, I'm going to be doing the same mistakes over and over and over again. And that was really my wake-up call. I could tell you I was on top of a mountain and I got this bolt of lightning, but no. I had this bad business investment. And I think if many of us look in our lives, what is it that starts us on our path? And we might see it's when we see something is definitely not working for us, mm-hmm. and we want to get over it, have done with it, and live the life we were meant to live.
Right.
That's what happened to me.
Right. Oh, amazing. And thank you so much for being vulnerable and sharing that, because it's very easy. A lot of people, when they look at people who are already successful, and you are like one of the most successful coaches that I know of, and we tend to like sometimes glorify people and think like, oh my God, they're so successful, they're so amazing. And it's nice to know that, like, yeah, and you're also a human being and you've made mistakes just like the rest of us, and that in a way those mistakes sometimes are what serve us and what really put us in the direction that we're meant to go in our lives.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that's why I say to people, just be willing to look and see and tell the truth about what isn't working. It doesn't mean that you're not working.
Right.
We just have to see for ourselves, where am I wasting energy? Where am
right.
I leaking energy? Right. We could talk about that for a whole hour.
Yeah.
But to answer your other question, the MCC stands for Master Certified Coach through the International Coach Federation, which you have to have if you're going to head up a coaching academy, as I do. So that's
okay.
All it means.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. Before we take the break, let me just give a shout out to all my Facebook Live listeners. Kevin, Al, Dennis, Donna, Corinne. Oh, great to see you, Corinne. Lucio, Sarah, and one other person who I can't see. So anyway, everybody, please stay tuned. This is going to be an amazing hour with an amazing guest, and we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon Eastern to 1 p.m. live, right here on talkradio.nyc, as well as on Facebook, as all of you listeners know. And just to remind people, if you're watching on the Facebook Live, like, just type in your questions or comments in the comment section. I promise we'll get to them. So, Maria, should I call you? I guess I should. You're a PhD, so I guess I should call you Dr. Maria, huh?
Oh, please call me Maria. Please.
absolutely. So, I have so many questions. It's sometimes hard to know where to start, but let's talk about a couple of basic things. Let's just start with some basic stuff. I mean, you're a master coach and you run a coaching academy. Why should somebody work with a coach? And it's interesting because even like very successful people that I know of have not just one coach, but maybe several coaches. And I think sometimes people think like, well, someone's successful, why do you need a coach?
Well, basically this. A coach is someone who believes in you when you are tempted not to believe in yourself. Who supports you to go ahead with that project or dream or idea when those little naturally occurring voices in your head say, don't do it, stop, it's going to be too much. So a coach helps you to identify exactly what is important for you, then to map out a plan for you to actually go forth. Then a coach, as I said, is almost like in your corner and can support you to keep going when you are tempted to stop.
Right.
And then, even more importantly, Sam, a coach is someone who helps you celebrate your successes.
Yeah.
So many of us are so driven. We go from one project, one idea, one notion to the next. We complete it and we go on to the next, never pausing to be grateful, to appreciate, to really taste and enjoy what's already done. So that's what a coach is. And yes, you know, I have a coach. And, you know, what, one of the great things about a coach, especially if they're very, very well trained, is that they recognize that those negative voices that are in your head all the time, you know, those ones, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, the monkey mind, yeah.
The monkey mind, you know. It, that is a Buddhist term that stands for that aspect of the mind that's always chattering at us as it swings from doubt to worry and back to doubt again. That monkey mind is normal and it's natural. There's nothing wrong with you when you have it. It's just signaling to you that you're up to something big in life. And if you want, I could give you the evolutionary neurophysiological reasons for it, which I could, you know, if you are interested. But the basic thing to know is that when you have these negative voices, some people call it, a scientist call it the negativity bias. Because you and I, everyone who's listening, everyone on the planet here, we've been gifted with a brain that could look for what could go wrong, that could look for the predators.
Right, right.
And those of us who have this negativity bias, we're the ones who, you know, our brain, turns out, hasn't changed in over 100,000 years. And if you can visualize you and me, you and me, Sam, we're in a cave together, and we're about to go outside of the cave because we want breakfast, okay? What's the first thing as we leave our cave, this is 100,000 years ago, what are you and I going to look for?
Lions and tigers and bears?
Oh, my. Exactly.
Right.
Because if we don't, we'll be someone else's lunch before we can find our own.
Right.
So fast forward 100,000 years. And here we are, stuck with a wonderful brain. And I say this because we have a brain. You know, you and I, we are not our brains. We have a brain.
Right.
We have two eyes, a nose, a mouth, and a brain. And we have the power to shift the focus of our brain's attention to wherever we want it to go. But the first thing that's important, Dan, is that we be able to recognize when we're having these negativity bias, these monkey mind thoughts, just observe them, don't go into them, don't dance with them, and having observed them, simply shifting the focus of our attention to what it is we really want to be producing. And get back to your first question. That's one of the things that a coach is really good in helping you do.
Yeah, absolutely. It's sort of training our mind of what to focus on and to work on sort of focusing on the things that will serve us and support us more than the things that will stop us and prevent us from moving forward.
You are so right. And the key word here, Sam, the key word is compassion.
Yeah.
Have compassion for your brain that's 100,000 years old.
Yeah.
I know that some mornings I wake up and it feels like 100,000 years old. But that's all it is.
In just this one body, yes.
You know, but just have compassion for this poor brain that really still believes that there's a woolly mammoth around the next corner.
Yeah.
And when you have that compassion, it takes you out of the dance of believing that all these negative thoughts really mean something.
Right.
And acquiring that ability to observe rather than dance with.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a meditation, observing rather than thinking.
Right.
It gives you the power then to shift the focus of your attention to where you want your brain to focus.
Mm.
You know, in the end run, you in the long run, you and I have only one power. And I think that you were talking about this earlier at the beginning.
Yeah.
We have the power where we want to focus our brain. Because wherever we focus it will act like a Google search engine to give us data to support where we're focusing. So for me, I say to people, what television set do you want to plunk your brain down in front of? You know?
Yeah.
Because wherever you do it, wherever you train your brain to focus, the brain will give you evidence to prove that, to substantiate that where you're focusing is correct.
Right.
So it's just a matter of focus.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
When you see that, you can just breathe a sigh of relief.
Yeah.
Because it is so simple.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so funny that you say that, because that's the analogy I always use when I talk to people, is that like our brain is like Google, in that, you know, whatever you put in as a search term, that's what your brain is going to find. So,
if you
put in something negative, like how do I build a bomb and kill lots of people, you will find results of like how to build a bomb and kill lots of people. But if you put in the search engine, how do I create world peace, you will find ways of creating world peace. And it's really our choice of what do we decide to put into that search engine box of what it is that we want to create. And that's our ability to choose. It's our ability to choose where do we want to go, what is our focus, what is the direction we want to move.
Yeah, it's absolutely, that is the primary skill.
Right.
Now, there's one skill set that I teach people that I'd be thrilled to talk with you about if it would be useful.
Well, I tell you what, why don't we hold that thought, because we need to take another break. Oh my God, this is moving so fast. So we'll take a break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about that. And I also want you to talk about what is ontological coaching, which is what you do, and how it's like different than regular coaching, okay?
You got it.
All right. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Our guest this hour is Dr. Maria Nemeth, founder of the Academy for Coaching Excellence and author of the book, The Energy of Money. And we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So Maria, you, and this was the first time I ever heard of this term when we first started working together, you said that what you do is something called ontological coaching. And I was wondering if you could just briefly explain what that is, and then we'll get back to what you had said right before the commercial break.
Absolutely. So, a long time ago, with the help of many people who I consider to be masters in the field, one of whom was a man by the name of Father Jerry O'Rourke, who was a minister, a priest in the Catholic Diocese in San Francisco. And he began talking about that there's two domains of existence that we can, dance with. He didn't say those words, but that's really what he was talking about. One is thinking psychologically. And when we think psychologically, we focus on our thoughts and feelings and attitudes, states of mind, points of view, bodily sensations, etc. That would be the psychological domain. Right. He said there's another domain, which is in his way of thinking was far more powerful. It's the ontological domain. And ontology is one of the four branches of metaphysics that concerns itself with the study of the nature of being. The four branches are psychology, ontology, theology, and cosmology. Now, at the Academy, we don't deal with theology or cosmology. Right. We look at the study of the nature of being. So the questions in that domain don't concern themselves so much with how am I feeling, although sometimes that's very important to look at.
Yeah.
But in the long run, it's who am I willing to be in the matter of my life? Am I willing to contribute? Am I willing to allow myself to be generous, compassionate, empowering, focused, grateful? What are the qualities that I want to bring forth and contribute to life?
Right.
Because the minute we go up into that particular domain, we look at something that's closer to who we really are in our heart of hearts. So I took what he said really to heart, because being a psychologist, I was taught to really, I got my PhD in psychology, and I at one point was being trained to be a psychoanalyst, but it just was not satisfying. When I heard his words, now this is granted, 42 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I know this dates me, but, I've been doing this work for 50 years now. I am 75 years old, so I've been around the block a few times,
yes.
You can imagine.
Yes.
And when I heard his words, something happened. It kind of snapped me out of a daze. And I began looking at what is being all about? And that started me on the journey to what led to ontological coaching, which focuses upon our capacity to bring qualities of being to bear upon any life situation or circumstance, which, when we do so, opens up just a myriad of opportunities and possibilities that were not available to us. They were always there, but not available until we became willing to see them. So I hope I'm being clear, to condense into a few sentences something that, boy, if you read, you know, folks talking about it, it'd be like 500 pages. So I hope I'm being coherent with you.
No. I think it's perfect. It's perfect. And, you know, my listeners are fairly astute, and they've been around the block, too. And all I can say is I hope you'll be around another 50 years coaching because I love working with you so much. So let's bring it back around to what we were talking about before, which is about our energy and you know, because it's very much related to how we are being is all about, you know, what kind of energy are we embodying moment to moment.
Yes, it really is. And the ticket into an ontological state in which you can see how you're handling energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want to give people a tool, because being a coach, all coaches love to give people tools so they can do something with it, okay?
Yes.
It's most typified by a quote from Dag Hammarskjöld, who was the second Secretary General of the United Nations.
Yes,
he said, "For everything that has been, I say thank you. And to all that is yet to be, I say yes." And can you imagine the courage of that statement?
Yeah.
Now, what he was pointing to that I discovered after really years of looking into this is that he was talking about being willing. Being willing is an ontological state, and I'll demonstrate this for you. You may not want to do something, that would be psychology.
Right.
You may not think you can,
right.
Another psychology.
Right.
You may be absolutely convinced you don't have what it takes to do something, psychology. And you can nevertheless be willing. Nevertheless, I am willing, therefore, become the four most powerful words that one can use, originating from the ontological field, because it's a way of being. So I might say to you, let's say if you were coaching me, and I was freaking out because I'm trying to write a book and I just think I can't, you know, you might say to me, "I hear you, Maria. You know, I do. I can resonate with this. And are you nevertheless willing?" The moment you asked me that question, it popped me up, because I can say to you, my coach, Sam, you know, you're right. I don't know how. I don't even think I can do this. And nevertheless, I'm willing. And at that moment, my mind begins to see other alternatives, and I just begin to write. I hope that's clear. And I know a lot of people know exactly what I'm talking about intuitively. But the thing I would say for those of you who are listening who are interested in this, anytime you feel, quote, stuck or blocked, if you would say to yourself, "Nevertheless, I am willing."
And
you'll see a passage.
Yeah, and when you say, like, you can then, like, kind of find ways and see things. I have had in past years people on my show who studied neuroscience and about it, and there is actual sort of physical evidence that when we open up to possibilities, like, literally there are, like, neural pathways that we now have access to that we did not have access to before in terms of the limitation of our thinking. And that there's it's not just a quote unquote psychological phenomena. It's not just a woo woo kind of thing. That there's actual physiological evidence of why that actually helps and how it actually changes our physiology. To just say, I'm willing, I'm open, I'm willing to see a different possibility.
You are so right. And what is coming about in neurophysiology, because at UCLA, one of my subspecialties for my PhD was neurophysiology. And what we're beginning to see, actually we started seeing this 25 years ago, is that the brain is capable of actually creating new synaptic pathways. So the question becomes, where do we want to grow our brain? Do we want it to be, you know, which garden do we want to grow? The garden where we are listening and trying to analyze why we feel some way, really getting into our thoughts and feelings, or are we more interested in growing a garden in which, you know, nevertheless, I'm willing to make my contribution and to see what it is. And the minute you say, I'm willing, one of the things that happens is that the amygdala, that part of the brain that's concerned with fight, flight, and freeze, amygdala starts to cool down, Sam, and it doesn't hijack your prefrontal lobes anymore. Because, let's face it, can you think of a creative thought when you're stressed out?
No, absolutely not.
No. So when you actually cool down the amygdala and nevertheless I'm willing are four words I promise your listeners. And it's not willingness. It's to be willing is the operative here. When you say that, you'll notice a shift in your brain immediately.
Yes, absolutely. And that's like so important. I'm actually going to type it into the comment section here. Nevertheless, I am willing, because that's an important one for everyone to remember. You've worked with so many people over the years. You've achieved an amazing amount of success. I'm curious what kind of perspective shifts maybe have occurred for you working with so many people over time. Do you see people in general, and I know you work with a lot of different types of people, but have you seen in general like a shift in sort of the challenges people are coming to you with today versus 25 years ago, or is it just more of the same?
You know, it's let me say that people are coming, many of them are coming with a sense that they're here to contribute to the world.
Right.
To really, one of the things obviously that you and I know your listeners are concerned with is global warming and the kind of atmosphere that we're literally creating for our children.
Yes.
And so a lot of concern has to do with how can I get out of my own way and do something that is going to make a difference here, you know?
Yeah.
One person said to me, you know, what do I want to have on my tombstone?
Yes.
You know, I was, here lies Richard, he was concerned about his issues, or here lies Richard, he loved us, we loved him, and life was a little better because he was there.
Yes.
And so that is at the crux of the matter for a lot of people. One of the things that I've become really focused upon is to provide people. We have a lot of people coming through the academy of all kinds of ages, you know, everywhere from literally 21 to 81, and from all over the world.
Yes.
And the people who are coming now, especially when they're from 19 to about 35, these are the people who are saying, we have to handle stuff on a global level. That's why I've become so involved with climate justice and, financial justice, and teaching people the thing that that I think we have to offer, the thing I've worked upon for years and years, is how to give people tools that they can use so that they don't become frustrated, they don't burn out, they don't become overwhelmed.
Yes.
How can you give people certain tools so that they can sustain their energy for the long haul?
Right.
Because, Sam, this is what we're going to need.
Right.
And so my, you know, my primary focus now at this part of my life is what kind of tools can we give people so that they will stay in the game.
Yes.
And keep making a difference, no matter what Monkey Mind says about turning back, no matter what that negativity bias says.
Yes, yes.
Keep going. So
absolutely. So maybe we're going to take actually our last break of the show. The time is really flying fast. Maybe when we come back, let's just talk a little bit about, you know, kind of where we are today, where you maybe see things going, and maybe a simple tool, one or two, for our audience to help them to stay in the game.
You got it.
All right, wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc. And we're talking this hour with Dr. Maria Nemeth, author of the book, The Energy of Money. And we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Dr. Maria Nemeth, founder of the Academy for Coaching Excellence and author of the book, The Energy of Money. So, Maria, you know, you brought up before a lot of these global issues that we're dealing with. And I'm just going to say something really, really briefly when it comes to this idea of climate change and what's going on with the environment. I always get concerned whenever I see something that really divides people. And climate change is one of those things that people are really divided about. And I really want to just say one thing, which is whether you believe in climate change or not, whether you think it's something natural or man-made or not, it's besides the point almost, because what we're saying we need to do in order to sort of correct the climate change are things that are going to help to make our environment healthier, more sustainable, and more livable for us and our future generations. Whether you believe in climate change or not, that these kinds of things of like reducing waste and reducing pollution, I mean, come on. It's about making the environment one that's sustainable for human beings. I don't understand why that concept divides people, and it shouldn't. Forget the idea of whether you believe that we're warming up or cooling down or that it's just normal cycles. Look at what we're saying. Sustainable energy and sustainable practices just make sense. So let's focus on the aspect of it that we can all agree upon instead of the aspects that tend to divide us. Okay, I'll get off the soapbox now. So
I just love you, Sam. And I love your message. It's just,
thank you.
And once again, it's a thrill being here with you. So you asked for a tool, right?
Yes. So let's give our audience a tool to help them with dealing with like all the craziness that we see in the world around us today.
I'm going to give you one tool in addition to Nevertheless, I'm Willing.
Ah,
an employee. Okay.
Yes.
In addition to that, I'm going to give you a template or rubric against which you can gauge your behavior and actions. Okay.
Okay.
It's an ontological definition of success. Okay.
Okay.
Something that I've been using now for about 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Success is doing what you said you would do consistently with clarity, focus, ease, and grace. I'll say that again. Success is doing what you said you would do consistently with clarity, focus, ease, and grace. So this is how you can use this as a template. Before you even start to take action, clarity means I'm clear about what's important to me. What should be important, but really what it is that is truly important. Am I interested in being a contributor to my community, a loving family member, a physically fit and healthy, a gifted artist, poet? Yeah. So what is it that's important to me? A climate change activist?
Right.
So become clear about what's important.
Right.
Focus means the question, am I focusing my brain, my attention, upon what's important to me without being distracted by the myriad things that could call me off this particular pathway? Am I focusing my action and literally focusing my brain? Ease. Am I taking small, sweet steps towards whatever it is I'm focused upon,
right.
Not over-promising and under-delivering, but making promises that might be a stretch, but that really can be accomplished with ease. You know, so many of us are used to the struggle.
Right.
And struggle occurs when we are literally wasting energy, Sam.
Right.
Ease is using energy exactly the way I want to be using it,
right.
And then grace. The definition of grace is seeing unearned blessings that are around us. And the gateway to grace is gratitude. So the question is, on this path that I'm on with clarity, focus, and ease, are there things for which I can be grateful right here and right now? Because I'll tell you, you know, in terms of brain training, the number one thing that cools the brain down and allows us to focus is the practice of gratitude.
Yes.
What is it that I'm grateful for?
Mm-hmm.
And not in general, Sam, but what am I grateful for right here and now? For example, right now, I am so grateful to be talking to you. And it fills my heart. And I see in this gratitude of talking to my friend Sam that all is well.
Yeah.
And so it makes sense then from an ontological perspective that, you know, to be successful is doing things that I said I would do consistently,
right.
with clarity, focus, ease, and grace. And these are the things that, whether they say it or not, this is what so many, quote, successful artists, poets, playwrights, activists, business owners, entrepreneurs, people who have been in it for the long run with sustained energy. This is pretty much the definition of success. Practicing.
Right. Beautiful. Oh, thank you. I love that so much. Success is doing what you said you would do with clarity, focus, ease, and grace. And it's that ease and grace part that, to me, so many people tend to forget, because we have a tendency to be so programmed by this idea that success is hard and you have to work hard and long and it's difficult and it's tough and you have to pay your dues and all these things that we're so almost programmed against the idea that can it be done with ease and joy and grace.
That's so true. And remember, doing what you said you would do consistently. And consistently means, obviously, I'm not going to do it all the time, but I'm going to recognize when I'm not doing it, and I'm going to do it. The other distinction I want to make is that, you know, you can work hard with ease.
Yes.
When you're prepared, for example, you know, like maybe you're hiking up a mountain and you're working hard, but you've prepared for it. It's different than struggle.
Right.
Struggle,
right.
I think, is what you're talking about. It's when you're sitting by the side of your hero's path, just waiting for something to show up before you take action. That struggle, or working so hard that you become cynical and you withdraw
the
field.
Well, Maria, I am so, so, so extremely grateful that you took your time out of your busy schedule to come on the show today. I've wanted to have you on for the longest time, and I'm glad that we finally got you. And truly, I'm really appreciative.
Well, I am literally so grateful that you accorded me this opportunity to do this, Sam. Anytime that I'm asked to speak about something like this, for me, it makes my day. And the way you've been asking me these questions is so empowering. I just want to thank you for doing that.
Wonderful. So, of course, my last question is, because I'm sure many of my listeners are like dying to know, how do they find out more about you, about your coaching academy? What website can people go to? How do people find you?
Well, they can go to acecoachtraining.com.
Okay.
A-C-E-C-O-A-C-H training.com.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you do, it takes you to the website. Two things. Number one, if you wish, you can watch my TEDx talk, which is right on there. The second thing is, if you wish, there's something called a life blueprint that you can download. It's free. That helps you really begin to plan from an ontological perspective how you want to be living your life. And third, if you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do it now would be to email Josh, J-O-S-H, at acecoachtraining.com. He's in charge of community outreach, and he'll shunt the email to me immediately. So that's Josh at acecoachtraining.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Maria. We're unfortunately out of time. I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours.
Thank you.
You are most welcome. And thank you, all my loyal listeners, all my fans on Facebook Live, and all of you listening on talkradio.nyc. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, please share it. Share the video, share the podcast. Let people know we're, you know, available on all kinds of platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, I found some new ones that were on CastBox and something else. So just, you know, do a search for The Conscious Consultant Hour on whatever podcasting platform you want, and we're there. Leave us a review, subscribe to us, help spread the word around. You know, I just am looking to get information like this and amazing people like Dr. Maria Nemeth more exposed to people out there in the world. So please don't keep us a secret. Thank you all for tuning in. Next week, I got more amazing guests, or is next week maybe just me? We'll see. So thank you for tuning in. Oh, yes. And don't forget, we've got a brand new show premiering tomorrow, Friday, September 27th at 12 noon. It's The Entrepreneurial Web with our newest host, Jeremiah Fox. He's a fun, intelligent, hip kind of guy. And I think you're going to love his show premiering tomorrow, right before Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. So tune in on Friday starting at 12 noon from now on. And I'm sure you'll enjoy it. So we will talk to you next week. Take care.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.